Right now, we've got Richard Bucciarelli. He is a strength and conditioning coach. Richard, thanks for joining us here on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Richard, I wanted to have you on this evening to talk about it's springtime, summer's coming soon. How do we get that young athlete prepared? How do we even get that adult that wants to get back out there for a jog or a run? Do we start them right away and running an hour and a half? And do we start them doing all sorts of push-ups and sit-ups and doing too much where they can, you know, hurt their hamstrings? How do we go about that process, Richard?
Well, first of all, it all depends on how active you've been throughout the winter. And you know, specifically, if you've been doing a lot of training throughout the winter, then you can definitely ramp it up as you get closer to the outdoor season. Athletes, soccer players in general, we would assume that most of them, if they're playing at a high level, would have been, you know, training and even playing some games and stuff like that throughout the winter. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing a higher volume of training if you've been training throughout the winter. If you haven't, then you need to start slowly. So I wouldn't say, as you mentioned, doing a, you know, a lot of hour and a half running and push-ups and sit-ups. If we're talking about just sort of the general, you know, a regular adult, the general population, you don't want to go from doing nothing at all to go and do an hour and a half of cardio. You'd want to start slowly. I would recommend, as I said, if you haven't been doing much, maybe looking at about 15 to 20 minutes of cardio, adding 5 to 10 minutes every week.
Now, Richard, you've done a lot of work at York University with the men's soccer team, winning men's soccer team national championship with head coach Carmen Asako. Great bunch of boys there. You did a lot of work with them. You've also worked with a lot of high-level hockey players at the junior level. Talk about the differences in how you would train a hockey player and a soccer player on dry land and maybe on the facility itself. How do you go about that?
Believe it or not, hockey and soccer are fairly similar sports. The big difference is that the main energy system that's trained in soccer is all about recovery, and so it's a lot more of an aerobic sport. There is a lot of sprinting in soccer, but you don't sprint for long amounts of time. The sprints are all, you know, between 1 second to maybe about 5 or 6 seconds at most. In hockey, they may sprint in a shift for 30 seconds to a minute. And that's a very high-intensity activity for a long amount of time, which means in hockey they build up a lot of lactic acid. So the training that we do with hockey players is focused a lot more on developing a tolerance to lactic acid or a tolerance to a high-intensity activity done over a long amount of time. That's the main difference.
Now, Richard, talk about today. A lot of these young athletes, we're seeing them getting into these energy drinks, and they're drinking it before a game. They're drinking it before a workout. And I'm not a fan of these energy drinks. I think these energy drinks are, you know, in many ways distorting the issue about fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, just grains and whole wheats and stuff like that. You would know better than me, but some of these energy drinks are really not good for the kids.
Well, first of all, energy drinks are made basically to replenish nutrients and water that are lost or used up during exercise. So drinking an energy drink before a game really isn't going to do much for you. Energy drinks mostly contain sugar, salt, or other electrolytes like sodium and potassium, and water. And so those are things that are used up when you're exercising. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with just drinking water and eating foods that have sodium and potassium in them. An energy drink will never really be a replacement to eating a healthy diet, which, as you mentioned, should contain fruits and vegetables. And really the benefit of having fruits and vegetables in your diet is that you get all the essential vitamins and minerals that you need, not just for athletic performance, but even just for basic health, preventing disease and everything. An energy drink can be useful during or after exercise. It's not necessary. You can get the nutrients from, as I said, from water and foods that have sodium and potassium
but
and sugar.
Richard, today we live in a fast-paced world. Mom and dad are rushing to the games. Mom and dad are rushing to the practices. So they're always at the drive-thru in whatever situation. They're picking up this, picking up that. And you would know, again, better than me. You're in the expert in this field, that a lot of takeout food is made fast and quick, and it's hard to digest. And then you're going out there playing or practicing. It's not good. Am I right?
It is right. You are right. And you should never underestimate the value of a home-cooked meal, regardless of how busy you are. If you have to choose fast food, there are healthier alternatives rather than some of the more popular, you know, restaurants and things out there. But you know, if you're in a hurry, I think as an athlete, you still need to make time and make sure that you plan to have healthy foods, and home cooked meals are definitely better than fast food. So,
Richard, talk about footwear. A lot of times, the soccer player, even the hockey player, after they're done practicing, or the baseball player, or the football player, the proper footwear is so important. A lot of times we'll see the kids or the parents, they listen to the kids, they go with the brand name of a running shoe, and because it is the brand name. But in your opinion, is it not important to get the proper shoe, the good cushion shoe for a good run, a good workout?
Absolutely. I think footwear is important. The most important thing, rather than going with a specific brand because you like it, is really to try different pairs of shoes and see which feels the most comfortable. Some people are more comfortable. Some have wide feet, narrow feet, all kinds of different issues or conditions, like a higher arch or a flat foot, things like that. So really, rather than going for a brand, I would recommend just trying and finding something that's really comfortable and finding something that's specific to the sport. If you're going to be doing a lot of running, or especially running outside, things like that, you know, I work with a lot of kids that wear their indoor soccer shoes to come and train with me and, you know, on high-speed running treadmills, and there isn't enough support in an indoor soccer shoe to do running training. So you need to match the shoe or the footwear specifically to the activity that you're going to do.
Richard, talk about these young athletes that come to you from hockey, from soccer, from football, baseball. They all come to you to train and get better at their sport and train at a high level with you. But at the beginning, Richard, I've seen it many times, even with my kids, that it's hard to get to the level that maybe that athlete that's been with you a long time, that reaches that speed, that reaches that endurance. And at the beginning, you see the confidence of that young boy, young girl. They get frustrated because maybe they can't run as fast, or maybe they can't do as many push-ups, or whatever the situation might be. How do we get that? How do you go about building that confidence in that young person?
Well, first of all, patience is very important, both for the athlete and the coach and the parent, and people need to understand the amount of work that it takes really to show improvements in fitness, and it's a significant amount of work. What I like to do with the people that I work with is I like to set goals. So, I mean, I have standards and norms for a lot of fitness tests that I use, which are specific to the age. So if I have a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old, you know, they're not necessarily going to set a goal that they want to be as fit as the national team player or the professional player in Europe. But we have goals, let's say, for a 14-year-old that wants to be as fit as the provincial team at under 14, or the national under 17 team. So we like to set goals with athletes that are age specific. So.
Now, Richard, you were telling me before we started going on here, you're going to a special country, a beautiful country that's been devastated right now, the country of Japan. And again, I always say to the listeners out there, this is just a sport. Whatever the sport might be, it's just a game. Our prayers and thoughts should be with the people of Japan on a daily basis, because they're going through unbelievable amounts of grief and stress. Yeah. So let's give our support to them. But you're going to Japan. Why are you going to Japan?
Well, I'm going for the 7th World Congress on Science and Football, which is pretty much the biggest sports-specific scientific research conference in the world. And it's held every 4 years after the World Cup. There was a study done using data from Canadian national team and Ontario provincial team soccer players. It was headed up by a very good friend of mine named Paolo Paccione, who is the strength and conditioning coach with the Ontario Soccer Association and also with some of the national teams. I was also involved in collecting the data, and another friend of mine named Rob Ruff, who works with the Canadian Centre for Sport. We collected some data on female soccer players over a number of years, and we did a study basically analyzing changes in fitness test results over a number of years in female soccer, submitted the abstract to the conference, and we're going to go to Japan to present. So
that is
very
fantastic.
Excited about that.
Yeah, you should be, because it is a beautiful country and there are beautiful people there, and you're going to give back, and that is great to hear. Before we let you go, Richard, talk about the smile that is on your face that I've seen many times when you're helping out these kids, boys and girls, young boys, young girls. What is it for you? Is it the results, or is it just, as I mentioned to Mayor Ford, is it just a thank you when they see you on the street or at a mall or at a restaurant saying, hey, Coach Richard, thanks for helping me get from this point all the way to this point now?
It's a great point. I'm very passionate about fitness training, and I'm very passionate about working with people who are committed and want to be better. It is for me the most rewarding thing in the world to get results with a young athlete, to make them improve their fitness and really to see people succeed. And that's why I do what I do, because I really am very passionate about it. So
now, Richard, if people want to get a hold of you and they want their young daughter, their young boy to come and get some strength and conditioning, where can they get a hold of you? And where do you train? Where are you based out of right now?
I have a new facility that opened in January, which is inside the Trio Sportsplex, which is a big indoor soccer facility in Vaughan, 601 City View Boulevard. The best way to reach me or to find out about what I do is my website, www.soccerfitness.ca.
Now, Richard, we're letting you go, but before we let you go, again, mention to the people if they want to start getting a good workout, because the weather's changing and it's getting better. Hopefully, it wasn't this week, but it's supposed to get better. Should they start slowly? Should they start, you know, little bit at a time? Again, leave us with a tip that we can give to the youngsters and even to the oldsters like me that want to try and get out there and maybe run for 5 minutes and don't die of a heart attack.
The best tip I can give you is to use your past experience as a guide. As I said, if you've been staying in shape over the winter, ramp it up now. If not, start slowly. And as I mentioned, the importance of patience, be patient, and eventually you can achieve your goals.
Richard Bucciarelli, strength and conditioning coach. Thanks for joining us here on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. Keep up the work. Keep up the passion. Keep making those kids smile. More people like you around the community in the great city of Toronto we need. Thanks again, Richard.
Thank you very much.
That is Richard Bucciarelli. He is strength and conditioning coach.